We were having the story of, the Good Samaritan. And I stood two kids up there, and I stood a light kid up and a dark kid up. And I asked your children, church, which one of these kids are better? Didn't you know one of them kids said the light one? And I said, oh, no, no, no. Then I got two other kids, stood them up. One had a fine part of hair, and the other one had that true Afro-American delight. I said, now, which one of these children do God love the most? Which one is the best? Oh, the one with the curly hair, the one with the nice hair. I said, no, 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 no. You're wrong again. That's something that society has said. And I'm telling you, parents, I challenge you to ask your children what they think about that. Whoever is light is better. Whoever has the better hair is better. I've always taught my daughters, you can be white as a piece of paper. You can have hair like silk, and you will die and go to hell before the blackest, darkest, ugliest person on the planet if you do not know Jesus. I tell my children that, so they will never get a fixation on themselves. Because God says that all men are born sinners, and in hell will they lift up their eyes if they know not Christ. And if Christ has made you a little lighter, that's because genes and chromosomes, that's all that is. Who your mama and daddy was. It has nothing to do with God loving you more than anybody else. Parents, I challenge you to talk with your children and see what they think. But parents, I also do this. I ask you to challenge what you think in your mind. Have they inherited your patterns of what is right?
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And that's terrible. That's terrible. Holiness. Being fully consecrated into the Lord. Molded into his will. The church must have this. But never apart from holiness can you have the Holy Spirit. You see, the sanctifier is the one that makes you holy. The sanctifier. Jesus Christ is a sanctifier. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit. There is no grain of holiness unless it is given by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is who dwells in us and makes us persons of spirit. Now, I hope that by now you can see the point of what I'm trying to get you to understand about this sermon. What else does he do to spirit persons? He prompts great prayer in spirit people. Are you a person of spirit?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I'm a person of spirit. I've been one for 25 years. And if God called me, John, I even preach. Oh, yeah? You want to preach? How can you preach and you don't even pray? You know, when you look at these young men, God has called me to preach. And you ain't prayed 12 minutes. 12 minutes. He prompts us to pray. We cannot expect God to put forth any great power unless we entreat him to do so. How is God going to put forth great power to save anybody and we don't even ask him? How is he going to put forth great power to do anything in our church and we don't even believe it? Why is it that we cop out and say, well, you know how they are. You know what you're doing, church? You're limiting God's power. You know how they are. There's a developmental problem here. You're limiting God's power. I'm telling you that if, and I say this often when I preach, and I want you to think about this, because I believe God can save anybody. If a murderer walked through the door and sat down, I murdered a man, and I just got out of prison. Oh, well, we'll pray for you, brother. Hey, wait a minute, what are you praying? What are you praying? Why don't you pray that God will save him and bring him into the kingdom so that you can embrace him? Ladies, if a streetwalker walked in off the street, you know, one of the kind and did everything to make you shame, maybe some of the things that you wanted to do but couldn't because you were too restrained. They walked in off of the street. And I hear, I'm just putting it just where it is, because that's the kind of people that the Holy Spirit saves.
Amen.
See, the Holy Spirit is not in the business of going around saving goody-goodies. Because, see, they can't be saved. They're too good. I said, well, I've never done this, so I'm justified. Holy Spirit can't get through to a person like that because they already have their mind made up. They're like the Pharisee of old. We know the law. We wrote the law. We are the law. We are the epitome of the law. And Jesus Christ says you are like a sepulcher in dead men's bones.
That's
polished on the outside.
Right.
Holy roller. I'm so holy, I'm rolling in holiness. No, I'm so unholy, I need him to wash me up. If a streetwalker walked in right now, ladies, any lady in this room, spirit person, could you embrace them?
Amen.
Could you say, sister, I love you in Jesus.
That's right.
I don't care what you've done. All right, wait a minute. Men, let's say one of these homosexuals walk in. Walk in! You know what it is? Comes here, falls on his knees, said, the Holy Spirit led me here, I need Christ. Men, could you embrace him?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to let what society has taught you turn you off? That's the kind of people that the Holy Spirit saves. Not these Sunday go to meetings, I left this church to come to this church. I left that church to come to, because you know what he's doing? He's running from one fight to another one. And he may be bringing the fight right here. See? I'm looking at the one that came in off the streets and says, I was living in sin. Says, yes, sir, brother, I was too. But the one says, well, I come from Mount Top of the Hill Baptist, and I want to join you. Do you now? Do you know Jesus? Are you ready to get dirty for him? With him? That's what holiness is, church. I'm telling you. Let us cry for more of that kind of spirit of prayer. Lord, send them kind of people here. Lord, send them people in my path. See, now this is offensive to you. You're not spirit people.
Amen.
What kind of people do you think the apostles confronted in the first century church? They confronted Roman soldiers, murderers. These Roman soldiers would kill a man without even batting an eye. Their job was to kill for Caesar. Remember, Caesar was God. A Roman soldier, when the centurion said, kill the whole village, they killed them, men, women, and children. Some of these very men came to Christ. Some of these very men came to Christ. What if the early church would have said, oh, no, 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 you have blood on your hands. Each of us have blood on our hearts. The blood of Christ crying out for spirit people to be active and about their Father's business. Let us cry with this kind of prayer. And this kind of prayer is intercessory prayer. I pray for the benefit of the other. How many of you spirit persons just pray for you? Give me something. God wants spirit persons to pray for the benefit of the other. Show them, Lord, who you are through me. John, I'm going to have to mop the floor with you. Mop, Lord, I'm ready to be used. That's the way you pray. Oh, blessed Spirit, let us pray like this for Jesus' sake. This will bring people into the fold. The Spirit of God worketh something else. It works fellowship.
Yeah.
Now, youngsters, I want you to listen to me again. Because when you go home tonight, and I'm talking to my youngsters too, and I pray to God they don't hear this, and I know sometimes they do because I am human also. Yeah. But the Holy Spirit of God works fellowship. You youngsters that are not Christians, you oldsters that are not Christians, when you go home tonight and hear somebody in the fellowship running down somebody else in the fellowship, I want you to weigh this sermon very close today.
Amen.
Do you want to be that kind of a spirit person?
Amen.
Youngster, you says, no way do I want to be like that. I know the Holy Spirit does not do that. Therefore, again, I caution you people that there is a need for fellowship in the church. A koinonia, a coming together, a closeness. There should be mutual strength. That's what the Holy Spirit produces in the body. Mutual strength. Guidance. You get guidance from the pulpit. You get guidance from the counseling room. You get guidance from the Sunday school lesson. The Holy Spirit produces a fellowship in terms of help and encouragement. Do you help each other? Do you encourage each other? Even if you disagree with each other?
Yeah.
Or do you tear each other down? Do you hear counseling going on to another person for the benefit of that other person? And because you disagree with the counseling, you try to tear down the counselor.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't even apply to you. See, the Holy Spirit is moving in this area, and you're getting into it, and you're so unspiritual, but yet you're a spirit person. I don't think you should say that, John. I really don't. Unless it doesn't apply, you shouldn't have anything. You should pray for the situation.
Right.
Pray for the situation. That's what fellowship is all about. That's what the Holy Spirit does in the church. It produces a brotherly love.
Yes.
I love Louis Finister, and I don't care what anybody thinks.
Amen.
I love Louis Finister, and I know, I didn't say I believe, I know he loves me.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
See, because see, we spirit persons here. See? I love him. He loves me. That's the way it is, and that's the way it should be with every person in the body.
Amen.
But you know that brotherly love is lacking in the body today. It's lacking in the church because we are not allowing the Holy Spirit to do that.
That's right.
As the Father is close to his Son, Christ, so we should be close to one another.
And lastly, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, people need the Holy Spirit as their personal comforter.
Amen.
I love little children. They don't bother me. Don't let that, don't let that bother you. Yeah. It does not bother me, parents.
Amen.
A baby should cry. It makes their lungs good and strong. Amen. The Holy Spirit, people need the Holy Spirit as their comforter.
Yeah.
It's their comforter. Amen. He sustains the sinking spirits of believers.
Yeah.
Now, I know that every Sunday some Christians come to church and their spirit is sinking. Either the family is burdening them down, cares, all these things are burdening you down, and I'm telling you, God's Holy Spirit sustains you. I don't care if everything is going crazy in your life. The Holy Spirit sustains me. He's my comforter. He walks alongside of me. He makes me feel glad when I should feel bad. Oh, well. No, Lucy, I'm not going to tell him about it, but see, Lucy know what I'm talking about. See? Because see, Lucy, we're supposed to be feeling bad. But no, we glad. We are glad. I don't even care. You hear me?
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit is my sustainer. I won't even tell you what it is. You know why? Because he is my sustainer.
Amen.